1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. McKay in the morning along with you. It's 8:06. All right, on Facebook, look us up if you haven't done so yet. 1057 CFW. Do me a favor, click that like button. Same with my Mike McKay page. This morning, what did you try once and then said, that's it, never again? Maybe some type of food or something. Want to hear from you this morning, all right? So that's what we're talking about out there. In the meantime, the music rolls on. Remember when Hanson came out? Man, these guys were fun. They're like 70 now. Feel old, don't you? I'm just kidding. They're only in their 40s, I think. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Care Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW. Music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Union. This is 105.7 CFW.
Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? Well, one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get to do. Another one bites the dust. Hey! Oh, take it! Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust.
CFW, let's do it. Let's get to the birthday and anniversary shout outs for this morning, shall we? You can let me know anytime. You can message me through Facebook. You can also drop me an email or a text. You can do that through that Civic Media app. See, another reason to have that Civic Media app on your phone. So if it's not there yet, go get it. You can reach out to us through that. You can listen to us also anywhere, anytime with that Civic Media app. All right, birthdays today for the 2nd of May. Chad Young celebrating today. Samantha Berg is on the birthday list. Jeff, I believe it's pronounced Giro. Is that right? G-E-R-O-U-X? Is it Giro or am I way off? And Stephanie Sins is celebrating a birthday today. So happy to one and all. Hope it's good. Celebrities, and I use that term lightly, Brooke Hogan is 36 today. Hulk's daughter. She's 36. Remember Hogan? Was it Hogan Knows Best? That reality show? That was the most unreality reality show that was on TV. That thing was so scripted. It was so bad. Is she still singing? I remember she was going to have like a singing career. I don't know what she's up to. Kyle Busch is 39, NASCAR dude. Ellie Kemper is 44. She was Erin on the last few seasons of The Office. And Dwayne, don't call me The Rock Johnson anymore. Is that what we've been told that he is not The Rock anymore. He's just Dwayne Johnson. He's 52. And, man, he's been in a ton of different movies, hasn't he? Anyway, dude's huge, too, so I won't call him The Rock. I won't even call him Dwayne Johnson. I'll just call him Mr. Johnson, I guess. So, if it's your birthday, happy to you.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say the things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you and me run the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess
just stare into space. Picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. Mama, I guess.
105.7 CFW. Twisted Sister. I have to chuckle when I think about Twisted Sister, and especially that last line on there. You're all worthless and weak. Thank you so much, D. Snyder. Mike McKay along with you on this Thursday morning. I don't know how doctors are going to feel about this report, but according to the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC says that many doctors are not advising their obese patients to lose weight. According to the Center for Disease Control, they say that only about 40% of doctors even have this discussion with their obese patients to lose weight, that they don't talk to them about it, they don't discuss it, they don't kind of push them to lose weight, they just kind of let it slide. Now, I don't know about other doctors, but my doctor, not only does he not have any problem about telling me that I need to lose weight, but he has actually hired someone to follow me around and knock food out of my hand that I shouldn't be eating. Yeah, he's that serious about it, okay? So not every doctor is out there. My doctor, he cares.
Mm-hmm.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Dancing with Myself, 105.7 CFW. Some people, they like to dance by themselves. I mean, they're in their own world when you see them doing their thing. Oh, yeah, they really feel they got the moves when they're doing that. In a few minutes, James Kelly with news. Weather info on the way in a bit, too. Right now, Ace of Base, 105.7 CFW.
Just begun. She opened up her eyes and thought, oh, what more?
We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This June 15th, join in celebrating the life of a cherished member of the Altoona community, Bonnie Schnack. Known for her infectious smile and warm heart, Bonnie touched the lives of everyone she met. In her honor, enjoy Bonnie Palooza, a joyous celebration filled with love, laughter, giving back, a delicious chicken dinner, and exciting raffles. 100% of all the proceeds will go directly to the Altoona area. Save the date and join Bonnie Palooza on June 15th and honor her memory in the most meaningful way possible.
Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire knows you know how to maintain your vehicle, and they are here to help you protect your investment. Proudly female-owned, Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire provides complete engine diagnostics, suspension, tires, batteries, oil changes, and more. Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire wants to extend special opportunities for 105.7 CFW listeners. Get a free tire rotation with the purchase of an oil change by calling 715-895-8451 today.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As Wisconsinites prepare for the start of inland fishing season on Saturday, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers to properly dispose of their fishing lines and avoid using lead weights. Officials say improperly disposed fishing lines can get a fish tangled up by its gills, and swallowing a lead weight could be fatal for them. Anglers who still intend on using lead weights should not dispose of them in the trash or water, but should check with their local recycling programs to see if they'll take them. Marshfield Medical Center in Rice Lake has announced it will temporarily pause its labor and delivery services. According to a press release, the pause is expected to last for 30 to 60 days as the organization struggles with staffing shortages in the department. In the interim, patients will have their care transferred to their Eau Claire Medical Center. The announcement comes amid a larger healthcare crisis sweeping through the Chippewa Valley due to the sudden closure of all HSHS and Prevea facilities in the region. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers, even a few isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Some heavy rain possible, too, with a quarter to a half inch or more of rain possible by later this evening. 57 today. Tonight, thunderstorms ending after midnight, 46 below. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
CFW. If you could live in innocence, watch out. Live out.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Some more 105.7 CFW McKay along with you on this cloudy, rainy Thursday morning, and we're going to have some off and on rain throughout the day today. So on Facebook this morning, asked the question, what's something that you tried once but never again? Mine was liver. I was very young. I don't even care. I don't even want it in the same room with me. That's just me. There's others. Lori said the same thing. She said liver and onions. Her and her sisters liked them. Her mom did, but she did not. Virginia, a roller coaster. She said she was around 30. Thought she was going to die. Never again. Yvonne, shrimp. Nikki said shrimp. Tony, sushi, Chris said lutefisk, Pam, black olives. So head over to my Facebook page or 1057CFW's Facebook page and let us know this morning, okay? Something that you tried once and then that was it. Never again, okay? Share this morning. All right, right now, Huey Lewis in the news, 1057CFW. We'll be right back.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Sting!